News Network. We are here, guys, again today live. It is March the 4th, 8:30 a.m. And we are going to be taking news today off of our LinkedIn page today. Before we go ahead, guys, please click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our channel get more views on YouTube. Also, it helps us, helps the YouTube algorithm kind of share our video across YouTube, so people can get updated on the latest tech news, tech updates, privacy updates, software updates, tech rollouts, tech deals, and much more, guys. So if you haven't already, go ahead and do so. We'll also leave links to our social media channels right below in the description. If you haven't as well, go ahead, follow our podcast channel called Electronic News Network. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts as well, guys. All right, but without further ado, let's get started for today and take some news. So news on Amazon, guys. So it looks like Amazon's new Alexa app for Xbox brings virtual assistant features to your TV. So Amazon is launching a new Alexa app for Xbox consoles this week. While you've been able to control Alexa from an Xbox for a couple of years now, this dedicated app will provide access to more of the visual parts of Amazon's digital assistant. That includes being able to see your doorbell camera, reading emails, and checking your calendar, even seeing the weather forecast. So that's pretty cool, guys. It essentially turns your Xbox into one of an Echo Show-like experience for Alexa. All of the usual Xbox controls are still supported with this new app, including the ability to turn on an Xbox console using a compatible Alexa device. Amazon is gradually rolling out this new Alexa app for Xbox in its coming days, and it will be available across all Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S consoles. You should be able to download the Alexa app from the Microsoft Store right now, but we've tried to get it to work with a couple of Xbox consoles and it doesn't appear to be fully live just yet, guys. And this is according to The Verge, article on The Verge, guys. So definitely check that out, guys. If you want to learn more about this new rollout of Amazon Alexa on the Microsoft Store app, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You can learn more here. But this is a very, very interesting rollout too, guys. So now, you got Alexa on Xbox now, which is amazing, right? I mean, hopefully they can do some sort of thing with something similar with PlayStation. Maybe PlayStation might get Google instead of Amazon, who knows? But that is very, very cool, guys. Let us know what you think about this in the comments below too. Very, very interesting. Moreover, news on the Oculus Quest 2 is now PC VR's most popular virtual reality headset. We think it's one of the best VR headsets on the market, and it seems the players think so too, according to this article. So just 5 months after its launch, the Oculus Quest 2 has raced to the top of hardware charts, becoming the most used virtual reality headset among stream users. The February 2021 edition of the Valve's regular survey of its PC gaming platform's users' hardware reveals the Facebook-built headset now makes up 22.91% of all virtual reality headsets being used to play Steam games. So that is very, very amazing, guys. And I did not know you can play Steam games on this headset, so that's even more worthwhile. We know how Steam games, there are lots of them out there. Very great service, right? So if you want to learn more about this too, guys, nice come up with the Oculus 2, Oculus Quest 2. Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there. More news on the iPad Mini 6, right? Its release date, prices, news, and leaks. So rumor suggests a new iPad Mini is coming early 2021, and this is the sixth generation version of Apple's range of small format iPads. iPad Mini devices are the smallest of Apple's slates, With screen sizes below even the entry-level iPads, there is designed for people who do not need a huge 12.9-inch screen like the iPad Pros, but still want lots of processing power and other tricks, along with the signature polished Apple interface and iPad OS. So that is amazing, guys. That is amazing. And let's see if there's any more news on the leaks of dates or anything like that, guys. All right, so according to this article on the Tech Radar, we've only had one release date rumor so far, which says the iPad mini models will be coming out early 2021. That rumor is what we're basing our release predictions on, since it's from an esteemed leaker. Regardless, regarding price tag, nothing has been leaked so far. The one report states that the iPad mini won't be as affordable as the 2020 entry-level iPad thanks to its specs. The iPad mini 5 costs between $400 and $679 for its various connectivity and storage space variants, and going by the supposed spec increases of this new tablet, we'd expect the iPad mini 6 go for a touch more, though it's totally possible it'll launch at the same price. So very, very interesting, guys, right? So that's very cool, right? As we can see, hopefully, Apple releases a date on this, but it looks like, you know, they are in production with the iPad mini 6. And this would be very cool for you iPad fans. You guys don't like the regular iPads, you just want a mini. And there is definitely a market for the iPad minis. I know personally I've used one before. You know, it's really nice. I mean, it's just a nice mini tablet, pretty intuitive to use, right? So very cool. If you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead. Please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about that there. Moreover, on HDMI 2.1, what the new cable standard means for your TV. So what is HDMI 2.1? This new standard for HDMI connectors has arrived in full force, with 2021 TV ranges offering broad support for HDMI 2.1, building on the foundation of last year's high-end sets. The HDMI 2.1 is a game changer, quite literally. It allows you to pass more information from game consoles, AV receivers, and the like, upping the potential resolution and refresh rate for more detailed pictures and better looking games. In a world of PS5 and Xbox Series X consoles, that's a big deal, and it's clear that TV makers are trying not to miss out on demand for the next gen gaming machines, guys. So that is very, very cool, guys, right? So, especially for all these new gaming consoles and these new TVs, right? This support, right? This update to the HDMI 2.1 would be just a lot better, right? Definitely much more qualitative. The quality is very high. Maybe just a little bit more pricey, but definitely worth the price, right? And worth the technology. So if you guys want to learn more about it too, go ahead. Please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there. All right. Moreover, guys, we got the best Mac antivirus software of 2021. The macOS operating system is based on Unix, which is sandboxed, meaning it can be very difficult for viruses to do any damage. Think of them as locked in a little box from which they can't escape. No matter how hard they try, this means that you'll need specific Mac antivirus software, whether that be very strongest paid for protection or free download that we've picked out at the bottom of this guide. That's been designed to work with the unique demands that macOS has. Right, so if we read on, guys, we can definitely see some of the best software, and I'll just list a couple for you guys so you guys can, you know, just take notes on which one may be the best for your Mac, right? So coming at number one is the Bitdefender antivirus for Macs, right? So You know, maximum devices covered are three. So this can cover three devices, right? So the standout features on this antivirus package is its online banking and web protection, time machine protection, and multi-layer ransom defenses, right? So you can definitely get this as well for Mac, you know, as well as for $19.99 a year. You can get the total security for $40 as well, and you get the total security 2020 for $150, right? So reasons to buy this one: it's an excellent antivirus engine. It uses privacy protection touches. It also scans for Windows malware as well too, right? So that is very, very interesting. We also have coming at number two, the Intego Mac Internet Security X9. Intego, spelled I-N-T-E-G-O, Mac Internet Security X9. And this actually covers up to five devices. Standout features are its intelligent firewall, anti-spyware protection, and online privacy protection as well. You can grab this as well at Intego for $25, okay? Great firewall, easy to use, and also a 30-day free trial for you guys too. So if you guys don't like it, you guys can probably try it out for 30 days. If you guys don't like it, return it back, no problem, right? Number three comes at Kaspersky Internet Security for Mac. Kaspersky is spelled K-A-S-P-E-R-S-K-Y, Internet Security for Mac. Maximum devices covered is three. Standout features are its secure browser, highly configurable virus scans, and webcam hijacking protection. For you guys that like to be on Zoom a lot, you guys that like to record videos, this might be really one for you. All right, so it looks like you can get this at the Kaspersky Lab as well for $24. You get the total security for five devices for $50 a year. You also get one for $50 a year, all right? So pretty good protection as well, guys, right? It's great for malware detection powers, loads of features, and secure browser for online banking, right? So it's not really the cheapest around, but it really does get the job done. And for you guys that, you know, you guys probably have heard of this one, number four is Norton 360 Deluxe. Great protection for those with multiple devices. It has an internet intelligent firewall, so it has also cloud backup and a VPN, which is really cool. You can get this for $50 a year at Norton website, Norton 360 Deluxe. Coming in at number five is Trend Micro Antivirus for Mac. It can only cover one device. It does cost $40 a year at trendmicro.com. You can also see the standout features being social media protection, which is really good for you guys that are also on social media a lot. Email scam filtering, which is amazing, so you guys don't get those phishing emails. Also, parental controls for you guys that have kids that are on the Mac, probably doing online gaming or online learning as well. So definitely great to use for kids as well too. All right, and if you guys want to check out more of these software, best antivirus software for your MacBook, go ahead, please guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there too. Moreover, guys, we got news on OnePlus 9 model names accidentally leaked ahead of official launch, right? So we know that Chinese mobile giant OnePlus is planning on officially unveiling its latest range of smartphones sometime in March. But until now, we didn't know for sure what they'd be called, right? So while we've reported and it's on several leaks regarding what we believe to be OnePlus 9 and 9 Pro models, we had expected the rumored third phone in the upcoming lineup to be dubbed the OnePlus 9 Lite, before further leaks suggested it might actually be called the OnePlus 9e or OnePlus 9R. Now, though, we've got a clear picture of what to expect. The company's latest devices will almost certainly be called OnePlus 9, OnePlus 9 Pro, and OnePlus 9 E, right? So that's just according to real sources, guys, right? So if you want to learn more about this new model of the OnePlus 9, please, guys, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, you guys can learn more. But that's really, really cool, guys. I can't wait, you know, until that rolls out, and we'll have more information as soon as that happens as well, too. Moreover, guys, we got email attacks are still the best way to hack your business. This is why we keep saying in each episode over and over and over again, do not click on any suspicious links in your email, either through text message, through email, through chat, through Facebook chat, through WhatsApp, through Discord, through wherever, guys. You don't want to click on random links, or you know, somebody sending you, hey, you won $1,000, you know, giveaway, click this link here. Click on none of those links, guys. Ignore them, right? So despite cyber criminals embracing advanced hacking techniques to target the cloud, classic email attacks still remain very popular and effective. A new report from the Trend Micro found malware related emails and other types of email borne attacks skyrocketed last year, with high risk email threats rising 32% in 2020 compared to the year before. Detections of malware, credential theft, and phishing emails all recorded double digit year-on-year increases last year, while business email compromise volumes dropped slightly. The company alone detected 1.2 million malware-related emails, 16% up on 2019, which it claims would have otherwise made it into people's inboxes. In many cases, criminals were distributing Emotet and TrickBot, often a stepping stone towards a targeted ransomware attack, guys. So definitely be careful. This is why we love coming with news to you guys about this type of stuff, so you guys can stay aware, stay vigilant, and stay active, right? Stay proactive, okay? And this is why we also, let you guys know, if you guys have a MacBook, right, some of the antivirus softwares you can get. Even for PCs, there are other softwares you can get. I know that there, you know, if you have a PC, a really popular one is called Avast, you know, A-V-A-S-T. Very great, security system to protect your computer from any malware or ransomware or any threats to your computer, to your hard drive, to your browser, to your email, to anything, right? So definitely getting those, locking your computer up, especially if it's for business, you definitely want to have really high security measures so your information is definitely not being attacked, all right? So definitely check this out, guys. If you want to learn more, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there too. All right, so moreover, for you Canon fans, for you camera fans, right? Canon rumored to be preparing its biggest ever event launch, ever launch of new RF lenses, right? So it's been a quiet start of the year for Canon, but the camera giant could be storing up the news for its biggest ever launch of new RF lenses, and it could come soon, according to rumors. Canon rumors claims that, according to a source with a stellar track record, Canon will announce more lenses at once than ever before. This batch of lenses, which weren't named, will apparently have different shipping dates, so you probably won't be able to go on a lens buying spree for your Canon EOS R series camera immediately after they're announced, right? So definitely, guys, be prepared for these RF lenses if you guys are, you know, looking for them. Maybe you guys want to wait, you know, if you're thinking of buying a camera, which can be very costly, maybe waiting a few extra months, right, before you get something, right? Because it looks like Canon are looking to drop these, right? So the launch will apparently take place in the second half of 2021. So that gives you time to save up for the Canon RF 35mm, right, USM Prime, or one of the other 14 or so lenses that are rumored to be arriving in either 2021 or 2022. The reason why Canon may be planning to make such a big splash is because it's apparently run into some supply chain and production issues, which are expected to be resolved by the end of March. That will leave room for some major lenses and camera announcements, including possibly the highly anticipated EOS R1 around June, or maybe slightly later, as the more recent rumors suggest. Right, so that is very, very cool, guys. So definitely, that's why I said, you know, if you're looking on getting a camera, or maybe, you know, you're looking, you know, within the next, you know, within the next year or so, be patient. It looks like Canon will be dropping you know, new RF lenses, all right? So as so it's rumored. All right, so if you want to learn more about this too, you want to read more information, please guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more there as well too. Moreover, pretty big news on Nokia, right? So I was very glad when I read this. You know, Nokia aims to have literally half carbon emissions by 2030. So Nokia is to have the emissions produced by its own operations and its products by 2030 as a more ambitious climate targets, right? So which is a good thing. The Finnish telecoms equipment manufacturer first committed to science-based technology, science-based targets, goals that are authenticated and validated by an independent body back in 2017, and had delivered 90% of these by 2019, right? So very, very cool, very, very interesting, right? So this is a very great step for Nokia, taking that in the right direction. And we're looking at 2030. 2030 is literally around the corner, guys. Give it 9 more years. In 9 years, 2030 will be here. Lots of things will be changed. Lots of things will be different. Lots more, you know, solar, you know, EVs, electron, you know, lots, you know, 5G, probably even 6 or 7G by then, right? Lots of things will be happening. So that's a great step forward for Nokia. If you want to learn more about that too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn. Go ahead, click into the article. You guys can learn more. More on gaming news, guys. It looks like GTA 5 is on PS5 and Xbox Series X is more than a simple port. A remastered version of GTA 5 is set to hit PS5 and Xbox Series X consoles later this year. But Rockstar Games' parent company, Take-Two Interactive, has no interest in making it or any other potential remasters merely a simple port. Speaking during the Morgan Stanley Technology, Media, and Telecom Conference earlier this week via VGC, Take-Two's CEO Strauss Zelnick explained that the company doesn't necessarily see remasters becoming a bigger part of the company's strategy going forward, and it plans to approach any potential remasters differently from its competitors, which is amazing, right? So it's not going to be no simple port. It's going to be more. So the remaster could be way better graphics, probably even a little bit more characters. Hey, it's a remaster is a remaster. It's going to be looking amazing, right? So definitely be prepared, guys. We'll definitely keep you updated, you know, on dates of the remaster of GTA as well too. As you guys know, GTA, a very, very, very highly played game, you know, just, you know, pretty much ever, right? So GTA 5, you know, is amazing, right? So moreover on this article, right? So GTA 5 will have released on 3 generations of console after it arrives, expanded and enhanced on PS5 and Xbox Series X later this year. The remaster aims to take full advantage of the power of these new consoles, bringing with technical improvements, visual upgrades, and performance enhancements. Currently, we don't know exactly when GTA 5 will land on PS5 and Xbox Series X, or exactly what enhancements we can look forward to. But with the release window sometime in Q3 and Q4 of 2021, it shouldn't be long until we find out. Right, so we've done great with Mafia Sirius, for example, and Grand Theft Auto 5 is now heading into its third generation, which is incredible, Zelnick said of the upcoming GTA 5 remaster. It was a standard bearer when it was launched. It continued to be the standard bearer in the second generation. We'll see how GTA does in the next generation. Obviously, I'm confident that Rockstar is going to deliver just a great experience, but you can't do that if you're just going to do a simple port. So that is well said by this gentleman here. And you know, it cannot just be a simple port, right? You know, this person, Zelnick, you know, says it right. Simple port is just not enough for GTA 5 remaster. There needs to be more. There needs to be more. There needs to be more, right? So let us know what you think in the comments below too. GTA 5 remaster, definitely, definitely amazing stuff. All right. And definitely check out this EAD Gaming brand video that we've created for you guys. Little nice little clip of Mortal Kombat gameplay. Definitely check it out. If you want to check out more EAD Gaming gameplay as well, where we stream games and play, we play them, you know, live locally as well too on the PlayStation 4. This is Mortal Kombat here. Definitely check us out on EAD Gaming. We could, you know, you could check us out on our YouTube channel, Electronic Editions. Go into our playlist section. You can check out EAD Gaming, and it should be there for you to watch. But let's watch this short clip here, just so you guys can see. Yeah, so that is just a small little gaming clip for you guys. Definitely check us out too, guys. Definitely great games. You can check out more, browse out more great games selections on our website as well too, at electronicadditions.net, and you can check out more games there too, guys. All right, so that is pretty much going to be the news wrap up for today on our LinkedIn page, guys. We do have other news on our other social media pages as well too. Definitely check out those pieces of news as well on the daily, as well as tech deals as well too, guys. We'll leave links to our other social media channels below in the description. But you know, without further ado, guys, hopefully you guys have a great day. Please stay clean. Please wash your hands. Please be safe and stay healthy, and you know, stay motivated, guys. All right, stay having fun. We're in the